Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, we're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-1-877-DOCALI. So for those of you who haven't heard, we have some breaking news. The Supreme Court has ruled against the use of race as an admission metric into college. Now, this is something that has already been taken on by multiple states. From what I've learned, Arizona, California, Florida, Idaho, Michigan, I'm sorry, I'm having a little eyelash issue, Nebraska, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, and Washington already have, I guess, laws in place to make it illegal to choose somebody by race in the admissions process. But this went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruling has definitely, it's really split. You have some people thinking this was long overdue, others thinking that this is going to put back progress. And fascinatingly, Sandra Day O'Connor, I believe, about 20 years ago, had said that when they ruled in favor of affirmative action, this might be only temporary because it might not be needed 25 years from now. Where in terms of us figuring out how to make a more diverse class or have our college campuses be more representative of the population in which that university is. And so it's interesting that this came up and that this has, this was the Students for Fair Admissions Incorporated versus the president and fellows of Harvard College. And on a 6-3 majority, the conservative judges versus the liberal judges, this was what I believe it was Chief Justice Roberts who wrote this opinion. I'll just read it. And they say, because Harvard's and UNC's admission programs lack sufficient focus and measurable objectives warranting the use of race, unavoidably employ race in a negative manner, involve racial stereotyping, and lack meaningful endpoints, those admission programs cannot be reconciled with the guarantees of the Equal Protection Clause. Equal Protection Clause is all people treated equally and fairly. At the same time, nothing prohibits universities from considering an applicant's discussion of how race affected the applicant's life, as long as that discussion is concretely tied to a quality of character or unique ability that the particular applicant can contribute to the university. Many universities have for too long wrongly concluded that the touchstone of an individual's identity is not challenges bested, skills built, or lessons learned, but the color of their skin. The nation's constitutional history does not tolerate that choice. So this is something that I know a lot of legal experts, I know a lot of us who interview medical students for medical schools, have been kind of debating and talking about in terms of, you know, we never want anything in anything that is discriminatory against anybody. We have fought for now decades to overcome using skin as a identifier, as a stereotype, as skin color, using it to judge what a person is, who they are. We're having that same issue with women and men. You know, and we've gotten, we've made huge movements in terms of stereotyping, in terms of not having this bias, not having this prejudice, not dictating that, well, if somebody is of this race or of this gender, then they're going to be this. And so I'm not surprised that the Supreme Court would say, look, we're not going to judge on the color of the skin. But what they did do is give the universities and the students a pretty similar opportunity, which they've always had, where in their personal statements, they could talk about how they had to overcome. And overcome adversity, overcome. And so I know for medical school, in the personal statement, they say, always tell a story. What is your story? Now, I'm not saying everybody has to be a victim. Everybody has to have been slighted or assaulted or attacked or marginalized or discriminated against. But what they're looking at with a lot of these personal statements or these essays is more about you. And what your experiences have done in terms of your maturity, in terms of your outlook, in terms of your, you know, so if somebody says, oh, yeah, somebody did this to me and I think they're all blah, 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 they're probably not going to get into medical school because it looks like there's a bias. But if somebody said, look, you know, I understood that I had to, you know, put myself through school, I had to do this, and, you know, while taking care of my mom who was dying of cancer, and, you know, finding that she, you know, had limited access to resources in her community makes me want to increase access to communities and be a provider that allows there to be more equality, let's say, in medicine. There's a whole bunch of things people can do within their personal statement or their essays that can explain their background, because some people feel their race is very, very important to their background, and they're not wrong. But for it to be, for us to have anything in writing saying, look, for you to get a hospital bed, for you to get, I think right now in New Zealand, they're going to be looking at race on who could get medical treatments first. Once we start to have that type of language, it's discriminatory, and it hurts sometimes the same demographic you were trying to help. So if let's say much of the verbiage is, we are going to give priority to students in the minority populations. Well, now that we have multiple cities where the majority is Hispanic and the minority are, Caucasian, African American, Asian, then now you're saying, all right, we are going to discriminate against Hispanics and give preference to Asian, Black, White. The verbiage can't be there. So I am sure that campuses are going to make sure that their classes are diverse. But it's an interesting ruling. Let's hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I grew up with Material Girl, all right, Borderline. Like a virgin. Like a virgin. Hey, I love that song because I was a virgin for the longest time. So I'm like, okay, good. So finally a song about us. And so when I heard that Madonna had been hospitalized, we heard about this yesterday, she was on the mend, and I congratulate her PR team for being able to keep the privacy as long as they were able to. She apparently had been unresponsive this past weekend, had to be rushed to the hospital, put on ventilatory support, intubated in the ICU for a quote-unquote severe bacterial infection. So that to me implies she underwent septicemia or sepsis, where the bacterial infection might have gone into the bloodstream, affected the lungs, affected her breathing, and it is serious, and it does warrant an ICU admission. And so she had been extubated, taken off the ventilator, I believe yesterday or maybe the day before. News broke that she had been hospitalized, but she's already back home and recovering. Her agent or her long-term manager did post on Instagram that they're going to update her fans on her new tour dates and what's happening, because now her tour is going to be postponed. So her tour, the celebration tour, was, I believe, supposed to start July 15th in Canada. And it was a world tour. And, you know, it's remarkable how multi-generations know her and love her music, and how she's, you know, has made multiple comebacks. She's 64 years old, and she still looks great. But this was serious. This was close. And so people have been asking, what type of serious bacterial infection? Well, it could be a few things. I mean, we saw with the former President Clinton, urosepsis, sometimes a UTI can spread to the bloodstream. Some of you had asked, is it the Ozempic or Mounjaro? Is it the injections? We have no details. I don't even want to start guessing. But I can say that skin infections in general can also lead to sepsis, where the bacteria enters the bloodstream. Pneumonia. There's a whole variety of things where when the bacteria gets to the bloodstream, it can cause a whole variety of issues. And so when somebody, when they said she was unresponsive, that to me means it was, she was already in sepsis, possibly in shock. So signs of sepsis, which again is where you have an infection and the infection enters the bloodstream. Well, septicemia is the infection entering the bloodstream. Sepsis is the condition that results. And the definition has been fluid over the years, because people don't think it's, okay, you're either in sepsis or not. It's a disease process. And there's apparently multiple subtypes. So sepsis is the third leading cause of death in the United States. I think about maybe 2 to 300,000 people die each year of it, 5 million worldwide. There's about 1.6 million cases of sepsis every year. And a lot of people don't understand what it is. In fact, researchers found that there's four different subtypes: at alpha, where there's less abnormal laboratory values and less organ dysfunction, a milder form; a beta phenotype, where people were older, had more chronic illness, and were more likely to present with the kidney dysfunction; Y phenotype, where they had more elevated measures of inflammation, like high white blood cell count, high SED rate, C-reactive protein, lower albumin, higher temperature, which are the metrics we use when we diagnose this. And then there's the Delta phenotype, where people had elevated serum lactate levels, elevated transaminases, liver enzymes, and their blood pressure drops. So signs of sepsis would be you're disoriented, your skin is sweaty, you're shivering, you have a high heart rate, you could be in extreme pain, you could also be short of breath. And keep in mind, if you do go into sepsis and then subsequently shock, your body is going to try to shunt blood to the brain and the heart. So other organs like your fingers, your feet, your ears, not going to get as much focus. That's why when you see these bacterial infections that some individuals get from necrotizing fasciitis or other sorts of issues, and like, how did they lose their feet? Why, when they weren't even bit near their foot, why did they lose their foot? Well, because the process when the body is trying to keep you alive and protect your heart, your brain, your lungs, the extremities are less important than those other organs. And I, you know, that, and the body makes a judgment call. And unfortunately, some people can then lose multiple body parts as a result of their sepsis, going into septic shock. I don't know what Madonna endured. The fact that she's home after a few days is a fantastic sign. That to me means she's making an amazing recovery. She is going to still need medical care. So if I could just kind of give you the statement from her manager, for those of you who follow her career closely. I mean, I followed it a lot in the 80s and the 90s. She's had hits every decade. But Guy Oseri, her longtime manager, said on Saturday, June 24th, Madonna developed a serious bacterial infection, which led to a several-day stay in the ICU. Her health is improving. However, she is still under medical care. A full recovery is expected. At this time, we will need to pause all commitments, which includes the tour. We will share more details with you as soon as we have them, including a new start date for the tour and for rescheduled shows. So what this teaches me, for those of us that forget that we're aging and we forget how fragile we are, when a celebrity like this ends up in the ICU, it reminds us that you could be wealthy, you could have all the access to medical care and be one of the most famous people on the planet. You still can succumb to nature and to medical issues. And I see people, and I don't know exactly what was her cause. Was it a UTI? Was it a skin infection? I don't know. But I have seen so many people not appreciate the severity of their condition, trying to save on the copay or not go to the doctor and maybe use telemedicine. You know, we had a patient whose child looks like had an extensive rash. And I said, look, this is a little bit too extensive for I think you to be able to treat at home, get him to a doctor. And there's a lot of reluctance these days. And my worry is, you know, people will think, look, I will go to the doctor when it's getting bad. People will always say that. I'm going to wait. I know better, Dr. Dahlia. I will go in when it gets bad. And what a lot of people don't realize is once it gets bad, that could be too late. Like with COVID. Once people were already in cytokine storm and on the ventilator, that's already too far in. So when they talked about all these medications that we could use, like the Paxlovid or the molnupiravir, or the studies looking at ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, that has to be done pre-hospital, before you get sick. Same thing with shingles. People are like, I got shingles, but I'm not too worried about it, just a couple little dots. You have to start the treatment immediately, because once you wait till you have full-blown shingles, once you wait, it by then has gone too far. So sadly, we might underestimate our illness. We also don't appreciate that. Now, I'm sorry, Madonna, to me, I still think of her in her 20s and 30s. But she's in her 60s. All right? People in their 60s might be a little bit more vulnerable. So if you were younger and said, you know what, it took me 5 days to get pneumonia. I got 5 days. No, that's not the case anymore. If you're on your way to pneumonia, that could happen in hours. You know, I've had people that have had blood, dark stools, black stool. And I say, you might have a bleed. You need to go in and get seen. They go, you know what? I've done this before. You know, even if I have an ulcer, I'm fine. I'll make an appointment next week with my doctor. I've noticed with some patients that once you see the black stool, you might see just blood coming out later that night. You don't know how much time you have. So, you know, we always say when in doubt, check it out. But now we have all these pseudo doctors who read Google and or they talk to somebody online and go, you know what? I'm already educated on the subject. I'm good. So let me educate you. Please don't underestimate any infection, any skin infection, any UTI, any lung infection. I know there's a lot of things you could do over the phone. I know there's a lot of things you could do on your own. But all it takes is the wrong place at the wrong time for that to turn septic. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update.
This is an unfortunate situation for the citizens of this country.
NAACP head Derek Johnson on the Supreme Court decision that strikes down affirmative action, both private and public universities taking race into account when deciding who to admit. The ruling says that violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. From the southwest to the deep south, it's another day of triple-digit temperatures as the life-threatening broil continues. Some areas could see some relief in the form of thunderstorms. Could be the last of the worst days of the latest batch of smoke drifting in from Canadian wildfires. Health officials are still warning you to stay inside, especially if you have breathing issues. And it's another day of ugly times at the airports.
I was delayed Sunday night coming in for weather, and so patience is a virtue.
FlightAware counts more than 2,000 canceled or delayed flights so far today. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, again, we would love to hear from you guys. I know many of you have opportunities to text, to write. We're getting your comments on Twitter, Facebook, at DrDali at hotmail.com. And there's been, you know, some mix on the SCOTUS ruling. And there's been discussions on affirmative action and how this will affect medical access and equal rights and you know, I'm no legal expert. I'm an expert on, you know, teaching, on medicine, on spending, paying taxes. I'm an expert on that because I've been paying a lot of taxes. And on psychology. But the concerns that people have might not be as... We don't know what the ramifications of this would be. This might actually be something good, or it may be something bad. And one thing that I've noticed from many of my friends who are not Caucasian, they had struggled with the idea that people thought that their gains and their advancements were at the mercy of affirmative action and not their merits. And so one thing that they felt put them back was the fact that it was a, I think in Veep, they made a joke about this where the black campaign head, who actually I think ended up running for office, he's a fantastic actor. I forget his name. I don't know all the names of the actors on there in Veep with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I know her. I don't know all the other actors, but we see him multiple times. In fact, he was also in Ted Lasso. But the one of the, I guess, characters called on him because he was the only black man in the room, and he called him Affirmative Action Jackson. Now, that was derogatory, that was discriminatory, that was... But my friends have pointed out that's something that that's always bothered them. That when they feel that if they are in a, shall we say, I don't know, a place of work or college, that it was because they satisfied a quota and it wasn't because of who they are as a person. And so that has been something that has been a concern. In terms of their allowing individuals to be, to in the college admissions process, saying, hey, I'm racist, I'm not going to take anybody but whites, the SCOTUS ruling won't allow that either. You can't just use race as a admissions factor. So the lawsuits will come. If anybody tries to, you know, discriminate or say, look, I'm only picking this one, I'm only picking one race, or I'm only, then they are going to be up for lawsuits. What the Supreme Court has done is said nobody is allowed to choose one race over another when it comes to this. It's got to be fair. Now, some people say, yeah, that actually is probably the most fair. Others may say, but here's the problem. It's not fair before the admissions process. So some concerns that have been brought up is that certain communities can't get the grades, can't get the SAT scores. Now, some of you have asked, how did I get my 1450 SAT score? I didn't take a class. You asked, who did I use? I didn't take a class. I studied. And I got a 1350 my first time, but because I had my period and I didn't feel that well, I took it again and I got a 1450. But one argument that people have made is other individuals who get high SAT scores can pay the hundreds of dollars and afford it. So I couldn't. But there are individuals who could pay the hundreds of dollars for tutors, for Princeton reviews, for Kaplan, and get themselves a higher score. So then there's an argument that money will allow you to, but that's, you know, so that is something that could be addressed. Now, I mean, where I like these prep courses, because we've had students that have struggled of all races, I love how these preparatory courses help them advance. And not to be as an advantage because they could afford it. I can't tell you how many schools have medical students incorporate these preparatory classes when they struggle. But I look at it is some of these teachers aren't teaching. And I'm not blaming the teachers. We have some fantastic teachers. But when students would come to me going, look, this is all I got from the professor. This doesn't make sense. I'd be like, it doesn't. Maybe look at it this way. Now, I was free. But these other courses, Yeah, it does take time, and they have every right to charge. And they have every right to have a value attached to them giving somebody extra help. But then, where if there are disparities in education, we have to fix those. What doesn't solve the problem is realizing that there's all this disparity, all this is going on, and then you know what we're going to do? At the end, by college, we'll just give one group a free pass in. Why don't we fix what's going on? If we are going to use grades, scores, how they can overcome, you know, adversity, the way they write, the way, if we're going to be using that, and I get it, to get into Harvard, you know, it is a, you have to, I probably wouldn't have done well with Harvard. I worked 3 part-time jobs while going to undergrad. I don't think I could have passed classes in Harvard. I mean, I probably would have died trying. I would have, you know, done my best, but no, Harvard would not have been for me. I was not, that wouldn't have been for me. Doesn't matter if I'm woman, white, whatever. It would not have been for me. And so when we have individuals who are struggling in math, we had a headline about Baltimore schools where many of them were deficient in math. Why? What's going on there? Is it the curriculum? Is it the teachers? Is it the textbooks? Maybe we need to change those out. You know, is it that some schools have after-school tutoring and others don't? So we have to equate, if we're looking for equality, we got to have equality all the way to the basic, back to preschool. In medicine, too, as I said, some countries are looking at, maybe what we'll do is we'll give first priority to people of certain races and demographics. But if you're going to do the surgery and the chemotherapy and all that, and you're going to do it race-based, why aren't we going back before they get the cancer, before they, and help those communities so they don't get sick? And then we have this, well, who gets treated first based on the color of their skin? There's a better way to do this. And my worry has always been, once you have something in the laws that allows you to pick and choose somebody based on the color of their skin, that is going to be, we run a slippery slope of discrimination and bigotry and racism forever. You can't have that verbiage. The populations change. The other issue we're having, I don't know if you've noticed, is everybody and their mother is getting their DNA testing so they could see if they have any of the other races to allow them to get the scholarship or to get the admission. They get the, now, so when you have somebody with mixed race, is it 25% that makes it okay? 50%? 75%? So then these colleges have to then decide, is it you have to be 100% or can you be, you know, can you have a grandmother who followed in that? So it's something that I'm not surprised happened, but we have a lot of work to do. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, some presumed human remains have been found within the Titan submersible wreckage. U.S. medical experts are going to analyze these. According to U.S. Coast Guard Captain John Newbar, he said there was still a substantial amount of work to be done to understand the factors that led to the catastrophic loss of the Titan and help ensure a similar tragedy does not occur again. My suggestion is don't go down to the Titanic with humans. I think it's, I understand there's all this space exploration. It's all about right now, going to the edges of the Earth and doing, Virgin Galactic is, I think, going to do their first commercial space flight. And there it's, I'm just telling you right now, all right, we are going where humans are not supposed to go. I'm still a little bit nervous about being in airplanes. I fly all the time. But I'm not surprised when, God forbid, a disaster does rarely happen because, you know, you're not supposed to be hundreds of feet up, you know, in the sky. Thousands of feet. Sorry. So that's my vote. Yeah, I think to make a Navy sub that, you know, to do, I don't know. I'm just not, I'm just not a fan of what happened and the wreckage of the Titan. I get is it's to me it's a tragedy, but I get how people find that to be a very I don't want to use the word exotic, but fascinating piece of history, and to look at it themselves. I'm good with the pictures. They have cameras. They brought us camera footage. In fact, I think I'm seeing more on the camera footage than I would in a small sub with a little baby window and five grown men trying to look out of the window. I would say hard pass. But the OceanGate Expedition submersible will not be the last. I am sure there's going to be others, although a criminal probe has now been launched. So, the Canadian police are, I believe, are starting to examine the circumstances that led to the deaths of the five crew on board the sub and decide whether or not a full investigation is warranted, and considering criminal, federal, or provincial laws to see if they were broken. This investigation began today after they did find the human remains and segments of the vessel were brought ashore. I'm wondering if there was a leak that started this, because you see part of the sub not bent. Part of the sub appears to be intact. One of the, I don't want to call it a shield, one of the panels. And so I'm wondering if one side of it, I'm wondering if it started to leak and then it, with the pressure, it imploded. But part of it was still intact. And so I think they are looking at, a leak would be negligence. There's going to take years of investigation. I'm sure there's going to be internal memos and emails, and it's going to be, and I'm sure we're going to find a lot of halfway stuff being done. That's my hunch, because, and it's a shame, because, you know, people lost their lives. The CEO, the co-founder, lost their life, and being Monday morning quarterback, you see all the signs, especially with videos from people who were on the sub that were supposed to go. Like Jake Kohler was on that exact same sub, but the mission was aborted because it wasn't ready. So when they did a test dive, there was issues with comms with that. So you see all the signs, but unfortunately, somebody made the decision to move forward. And that person might have been one of the ones who died. So a marine engineer professor claimed that electrical failure could have contributed to the disaster. Possibly because it was made from inappropriate materials. So this catastrophic implosion has been, people, and I understand we want to honor the victims, and we don't want to, go too much into the blame game, but whenever a tragedy like this happens and we have this frenzy to be in space, to be underwater, to do all these things, go where no man has ever gone before. Before the next mission, or if somebody else is doing this, we need to get the facts out. Or if there's anybody else who has been anticipating or planning to do something like this, they need to be aware. You know, some legal experts say OceanGate won't be able to be sued. The families won't be able to sue because of the long legal documents and waivers that were signed. If there was gross negligence, if somebody was duped, meaning or misled, and how would there be a misleading? Well, if they said these are all, you know, this was built to the best of standards and abilities, and then it turns out that things were jerry-rigged at the last minute to make something work, that could be enough for negligence. And I'm no legal expert, but, you know, anybody moving forward, I would say, can you wait a little bit until, you know, more details come? You know, when the Titanic sank, sadly, we learned some things from it. That looks should not be a priority over lifeboats. And there should be more than enough lifeboats, life jackets, and means for people to be saved. That tragedy, even though it killed, I think, 1,500 people, possibly saved millions of lives, as the water tourism industry still has changes in place based on that maritime disaster. So, you know, criminal charges, that's going to be interesting. But Superintendent Kent Osmond of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police said a team of investigators has been established with the sole purpose of determining whether a criminal investigation should be warranted. Such an investigation will proceed only if our examination of the circumstances indicate criminal, federal, or provincial laws may have been broken. If there is a criminal component where there was a law that should have been followed that wasn't by the company, that will also open them up to civil lawsuits. So they said, following the U.S. Coast Guard's announcement earlier this week that debris from the submersible was located, all five on board were presumed dead. We will now look at the circumstances that led to those deaths. Our investigators are engaged and active in this matter as of this morning. Once a determination has been made as to whether or not a full investigation will be launched, we'll provide an update at the time. So Dr. Jasper Graham Jones is a professor of mechanical and marine engineering, and he said an electrical catastrophe could have contributed to the incident. And others are concerned about the weakness of the carbon fiber hull, which was not suitable for depths that the Titan was going to go to, 2.5 miles beneath the water surface. And so, you know, but he thinks it could have been an electrical catastrophe. And it could have been corrosion. And that could have been a fire. Also, any leakage of water coming through to the electrics could lead to failure as well. Some of the pipes and parts that lead outside could have begun to leak. If you have a wire going outside, then those wires go through land. That could actually start to leak. They could have been corroded. So we'll keep you posted on this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.